Hello and welcome to the Best Personal Yoga Podcast. This is the show for caregivers and busy yoga professionals, all about moving and breathing and creating a lifetime practice of personal yoga. And on this show, we ask, have you ever struggled with getting to feel calm? Are your days frantic? Well, that's exactly what we're going to help you with on the Best Personal Yoga Show, where you'll learn how to include 10 minutes of your best personal yoga breaths. This is the Best Personal Yoga Podcast with your host, Carolina Herrera Flores.
Hello and welcome, personal yogis. I am pleased to be here today to present to you Dr. Wendy Labatt, the financial healer. She is an award-winning entrepreneur, two best time selling author, international speaker, and business strategist. She is the CEO of the Financial Cures LLC and the creator of the Financial Cures System. This is a result-based program for financial mastery. Dr. Labatt is the producer and host of the global streaming production of the Financial Cures with Dr. Wendy. Dr. Wendy, so happy to have you here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolina. I'm so happy to be here. I appreciate the invitation.
Yes, thank you so much for being here. We're super, super happy to hear more about financial health. So many times we think of health and we just focus on the mind-body connection without even noticing, you know, the financial aspect and what role it plays into our lives. And so it is very, very important to have your expertise and your guidance. And so thank you so much for being here. So tell us a little bit more about yourself, Dr. Wendy.
Okay. Well, one thing I'd like to say is that people do disregard finances as part of their health regimen, but your finances could be a major cause of stress that could lead to other diseases. So when you're, you know, have your financial health in order, then you can be more at ease and relax and enjoy the yoga sessions that you provide.
Right.
I'm the financial healer, and I wrote a book, matter of fact, a best-selling number one new release on Amazon called Diagnose Your Financial Health, because you really have to know where you are. A lot of people are struggling financially, and it's because they really don't know how to handle their finances. They don't take control over their finances. You know, people say, I can't afford this, I can't afford that. But you really can afford it if you understand how to overcome those six obstacles to winning the money game. So that's what I try to do, empower people to optimize their financial health and ascend from where they are to where they want to be financially.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us a little bit more about your unique skills. How do you do this? How do you work on financial healing?
Okay, well, first, I help people or empower them to diagnose their financial health, because you have to know where you are, you know, where your weakness or illnesses are. And I ask, you know, when I do my presentation, I said, do you have an anorexic income, overweight expenses, you know, obese debt, or do you have a spending addiction? And usually somebody's suffering from at least one or more of those illnesses, or have one or more of those symptoms. And once we see where the problem is, just like when you go to the doctor, you know, they ask you a lot of questions, and then they, you know, come up with a diagnosis and provide a prescription to help heal that, you know, symptom or that illness. And that's what I do. First, once we do the diagnosis, then we empower people to you know, take control over their finances by being able to increase their income, by identifying, you know, income that they didn't even know they had or they're leaving on the table. Also, you know, a lot of people say, okay, I know what my expenses are, I know what my income is, but they're talking traditional income, like, you know, their paycheck or something, but they're not looking at additional income that they're leaving on the table with rewards points or cash back. You know, those kind of things can really help, you know, increase your income. Yeah. And I'm, you know, so that's, you know, one area. And then I talk about acquiring proper protection to prevent financial ruin. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with my story, but I'm a breast cancer conqueror. And because I had the proper protection, my $1.1 million chemo bills and $300,000 surgical, you know, medical expenses were paid by my health insurance because I had that kind of protection, the proper health insurance, as well as supplemental coverage that brought me multiple six-figure tax-free financial shots in the arm. So I was able to focus on my recovery and not, you know, on money. And that was important when you're going through, you know, something like that.
Right. And
yeah. So that's, you know, then I also help people build a financial legacy and create generational wealth to become financially free to live the life they desire. Because when you're financially free, I mean, you know, that means you're usually stress-free, or if the stress is something other than financial, it's a little easier to deal with.
Right. So as adults, you know, we can certainly start to diagnose where we're at and, you know, after that, come up with a plan and then follow through, and hopefully our prognosis is a little bit better. And so I have a question for you, though. If we came across a five-year-old and he or she asked you about being financially healthy, what would you say, how would you entice them to make it fun and keep taking care of their finances in a fun way? Do you have any stories?
I do. As a matter of fact, when I was the president of my son's PTA, it was middle and elementary, middle school and high school. But one thing I did encourage, not only the kids, the parents, especially because they weren't doing it, but the kids, you know, to get them involved at a young age and taking control of their finances was, you know, with an incentive of an allowance, you know, tell them, hey, when you go to the store, do you have to ask your mom, you know, for money to buy toys or buy whatever you want? And some of them say yes, some of them say no, most of them say yes. But I say, how would you like to have your own money? You know, and they're like, yeah, I'd like to have my own money. But I said, but now it's the kind of money that you can't just be given, just, I mean, to be getting it. You have to earn it. And you earn it through an allowance. And the allowance is for doing your chores around the house because you want to be helpful around the house. And then the other one's for getting good grades, you know, doing what you're supposed to do in school. And that's how I did my kids. You know, they got $5 if they did their chores each week, $5 if they got good progress reports. And of course, like, you know, the boys, they would get, and even my daughter, they all would get it for the schoolwork, but none of them would do anything around the house. But, you know, they earned their money. So when they wanted something, you know, usually if we go to the store, especially the boys, they'll want something. And I say, well, okay, you can get it. You got your money. Well, now I left it at home. It's like, well, I'm sorry. You know, we're here in the store. If I lend it to you, as soon as we get home, you have to pay me back. So it's teaching them that you can use your own money, but if you have to borrow money, you know, you have to pay it right back. So it's little things like that help them learn the principles, the basic principles about money. And it's fun because, you know, they may not be fun for them sometimes, but it is when they go in the store like Dollar Tree and, you know, and they have $5 that they earn that week and they can, you know, buy five things and you know, pay for it themselves. So it's good for them to understand, you know, when it's your money, they want to buy everything, but when it's their money, then they're going to be, you know, particular about what they buy.
Right. Don't spend it all in one store too, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all your wisdom with us today. So if you want to get in contact with Dr. Wendy, you can text the word guide to 770-796-4944 and you will get a complimentary guide, 6 obstacles to winning the money game.
Yes.
All right. And you can also find her best-selling new release book, Diagnose Your Financial Health, and it's available on Amazon. If you want to connect with her on social media, she is Dr. Wendy Labatt on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram is dr.wendy.labatt on Instagram.
And I'd like to also add, if they want to join my Facebook group, The Financial Cures, they're welcome to do that because I, you know, provide inspiration and information on a daily basis. So, you know, I get a lot of good feedback from that because people say, oh, I need to hear that today, you know, or something like that. So yeah, they're welcome to join the group.
She's awesome. Everyone, thank you so much for listening today again for another one of our stars on our show. Dr. Wendy Labatt, thank you so much for being here. And we are super happy that you joined us and shared all this wisdom with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, till next time. Namaste, guys.
This is the Best Personal Yoga Podcast with your host, Carolina Herrera Flores, a yogi's guide for caregivers and busy yogi professionals, talking about the facts of why America should practice yoga. To helping you each and every day, Carolina goes through yoga as the most commonly used complementary health practice among adults and does a deep dive and discusses things you have questions and need knowledge about, all while addressing specific health conditions like back pain, arthritis, anxiety, and so much more. Stay tuned. It's the Best Personal Yoga Podcast.